I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you. No other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't.
All right, so we're here to talk about the D23 info, right?
Yep.
Yes.
All right, let's get to it.
Take it away, Jordan. Hold on a second. Josh.
That's how we were doing a disaster hour today.
We are. But that's, I was just going to ask you, why did you text me like 45 minutes ago saying you watched the D23 presentation?
Because I just barely watched it.
The one we talked about last week?
I was at Disney World last week, for fuck's sake.
That's true.
No one got time to freaking listen to things at Disney World.
Well, yeah, but we... I was about to say, oh, that's right, you weren't here, but you were here.
Well,
here.
Huh. Are any of us really here, though?
Somebody just saved one of my pins.
I was over there once.
Does anyone really know what time it is?
I was over there.
That was a good song.
Well, pretty soon it'll be Taco Tuesday.
The guy in that song is such a dick. Somebody's like, hey, man, you know what time it is? And he's like, does anybody really know what time it is?
Hey, quit fucking around,
like, no,
dude. What time is it?
Seriously, though, you have a watch on.
Well, time is an illusion.
Once time? Doubly so. That was a good reference, Josh. And yeah, Annie, that guy's an asshole.
Who sings that song?
Chicago.
Oh. Your mama.
Hey, Shannon talked.
Pretty sure it was Chicago.
Yeah, thought it was
maybe Chicago
mama.
Is
Jake,
my
Jake's
mom.
Mama is from Chicago.
No, she's not.
Eh, close enough.
Yeah. Why did you just specify Jake's mom?
It's funnier that way.
He doesn't need to identify with his own mom.
I always think it's funny whenever siblings are having an argument and they'll say, no, oh, my mom said this. I'm like, yeah, but it's both of your moms.
No, no, the best is I looked at my kid one day and I was like, your mom's obnoxious. And I was like, oh, shit, that's me.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to stick with her forever, too.
Well, then it wasn't a false statement then.
My younger two will look at one of the older two and go, your mom goes to college.
No, she doesn't.
No, like she's it. Too dumb.
Man, maybe she walked through one time.
So I briefly
saw one.
Met Josh and his family for like 5 minutes a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And,
what the hell, Josh? You said 15 minutes.
It was like 10, maybe 15 at the most.
Time's an illusion, Jake.
What has Annie done?
What time is it? But yeah. No, like, all of Josh's kids were thoroughly scared of me for no reason.
Well, that's not the way I thought, saw that going.
Well, my little girl terrified. Hey, this is Jordan.
I know Jordan. He's this tall and he lives inside the screen.
It's the mutton chops, man.
Yeah.
Were you like covered in blood or anything?
Just a little bit. It was Atlanta.
Oh,
hammer me.
No.
It took me four fucking hours to get through Atlanta.
Man, when you were driving away too, like right when it started to pour down rain.
Did you cry?
I was like, oh man, then I looked at my watch and it was 4:30. I'm like, oh, they're not gonna get they're not going to leave the city for another 3 hours.
Well, and then, of course, when my kids had a puke right in a bad neighborhood.
That's fun.
I got shot twice.
Were you by the Greyhound bus station? Like behind the old Turner Field? Because that's where you should be afraid.
Maybe. Why?
I'm just curious what area you guys stopped to puke in.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't stop to puke. He puked in the car and we had to pull over to clean up.
Oh, ew.
That's even better.
Oh, ew.
Yeah. Hey, Jordan, why don't you have kids? Well.
Yeah, because cats don't puke all over your fucking house.
Let me tell you about
beat me to it.
This one story about Josh's kid puking in his car and how I didn't want to.
You also don't have to.
Now he got shot twice because of it.
The entirety of their lives.
Yeah, but I get more happiness with cats.
Oh, my cat! At least my cat, when it pukes, it.
I'm just saying
it
the vomit
up itself.
I've actually had to clean up a lot of cat puke the last couple months because one of my cats was diagnosed with lymphoma.
Someone joke about it! I dare you. Let's see who the hardest one is.
Yeah.
Now you know why I don't have lymphoma.
What? And that's our topic. We're each going to go around in a circle and talk about a time when we lost a loved one.
Right.
Is that not the topic?
I lost my 6-year-old at Disney World. Eventually found him.
I lost my wallet in El Segundo.
You lost your what?
What?
What did you lose?
Once at a 311 show, my husband got his wallet stolen, and he was trying to tell me during the music that he had his wallet stolen, and he kept patting his leg, and I thought he was trying to tell me he got stabbed, and I freaked out. And then once I realized it was like, oh, you just had your wallet stolen, we were good. But yeah, somebody swiped his wallet in the tabernacle right in the middle of the show.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Still never been stabbed.
Yeah, he didn't get stabbed either.
I've been stabbed. It ain't fun.
In the beard?
No, in the leg.
No.
We talked about this.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Everyone felt bad for me.
It's
it was
funny
weird.
To stab someone in the beard.
Yeah, me getting stabbed up with emotional scars.
It's terrifying, man. You don't even know. Have you ever been stabbed in the emotions, Josh? It's not fun.
I've been stabbed in the leg, asshole.
You stabbed in the what now?
In the leg.
In the leg's asshole. You know, as an asshole. Right in the thigh.
Would my leg's asshole also be my asshole?
I think I just figured out the place I would least like to be stabbed.
In the leg's
that
asshole?
Sounds horrible.
I gotta know where. Where is it?
I'm not saying.
You can't bring it up and not say it.
Use the context of the whole conversation.
It's right up in your thigh. It's in the meaty part. That's your leg's asshole.
Let's just say anything from the waist down. And Annie's face confirms that.
Now I'm really stuck on.
Stuck on
her leg. Oh, that. What?
What?
Nothing. We should start talking about being stabbed, since Josh is the only one that's been stabbed. Wait, has anyone else been stabbed?
Have we even started the show?
It's been going for a while.
I mean, like...
like, with a knife?
Have we started...
With a pointy object.
The show.
Yeah, I've been stabbed with a point. Like, I mean, it wasn't.
I need more clarification.
Well,
I've been stabbed with a blunt object. Sure.
I got stabbed with a pencil once, but it wasn't like
I got stabbed by a 2-year-old.
It wasn't, you know, something that was trying to kill me.
Not that you knew of.
So you didn't even know the pencil's intentions.
Yeah. I'm just kind of like, whoa, pencil, what are you doing? Breaking my skin.
I want to know if any of the listeners have been stabbed.
Yeah, right leave now. Yeah, send us in a tweet. Asshole.
I'm trying to think, like, who on Twitter has probably been stabbed.
Safari Mike.
Yeah, but it was just... That's just a pastime in the Dakotas, though.
Yeah,
or maybe it was, what's his name?
Look what I did!
Jay Swash. Let us know, Jay Swasher. Have you been stabbed? Been stabbed?
Oh, I thought he was just like the keeper of the stabbings.
No, yeah, I feel
he's a stabbing record keeper. That's actually his occupation.
I feel like he knows these things. Jay Swasher. What's that, Run Disney? You guys have been stabbed?
Jay Slasher. No.
It's a Run Disney got to do with it.
Disney. Got to do with it, got to do with it.
Yeah, the Run Disney guy's probably been stabbed too.
Yeah, yeah, probably by that Wesley guy.
This isn't what I thought this was going to go at all. Who's been shot?
I have not been shot.
I've been hit by 400 hertz, and let me tell you, that shit really hurts.
Well, then.
I don't know what that means.
Well, then the name lives up to it. Back.
That's a frequency?
Wait.
Anyways.
Did you get hit by a radio?
No, I was underneath a helicopter doing a repair in the middle of the night. Avionics just came in and like turned on all the power all at once without saying anything. My arm was on a terminal box, and yeah, I got hit with AC power, like it was like 280 volts.
Oh, damn it, you beat my voltage record.
Yep, I pissed a little bit.
It was
bit.
Like...
Just a little bit?
Got right the weird in... boner.
I'm almost going to die because boners. I have one less boner.
Are you sure you didn't get some kind of superpower?
No, it's stupid power. Boner? I received a stupid power.
No, but found a new fetish. I didn't know that about me at all until just now.
And now I have a car battery under my bed with jumper cables.
After I peed down my leg, I realized I kind of like that.
That's bad.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
And that's our topic tonight.
Hey. It's fine. It's your body. Explore. Have fun.
Touch all the wires.
Just go to a circle and explore bodies.
Just do some experiment. Whoa. In the old laboratory. The
wonders of life.
That's what she said.
Slow moving mind right. Train through nature's wonderland.
Who else has some exploration stories? Finish the sentence.
I mean, I've got stories.
Discovery Island.
Ooh. Or a boat pass there.
I bet.
Did you get a boner listening to that too? Just ooh, a boat pass.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was a sailor.
Oh. Oh well.
That's just a PTSD boner.
Wait.
I didn't know that was a common thing.
That.
PTSD boner is my new band name. Oh, that should be the name of the episode.
I mean, I guess I could start naming them because that's pretty damn good.
PTSD boner.
You killed Jordan.
Oh my god.
I mean, I guess Annie, God, if we could have this, we would laugh a lot harder, I guess.
It's possible.
What's going on? What's happening?
We can go with that.
what's happening in the girl world.
Talk about tampons.
What do you guys get when you have PTSD?
Talk about, like, bonus and stuff.
Josh's boner?
You know, you have your tampons over and you have, like, a tampon bite.
I can't even hear you over all this PTSD boner. I'm sorry.
Well, get it out of your ear.
We're trying to make, like, all vaginas count. Vagina lives matter.
We're two wildly different conversations.
PTSD boners. We don't even.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
You started it.
I haven't known for quite some time.
Oh, sure, blame the white guy.
It's all because that damn boat drove by.
It'll happen.
There's no way we can even move into a topic now. No. Especially given what the topic is.
No, let's just go ahead and start it.
The topic's board games.
Are there dirty board games? Like, yes. Not like Cards Against Humanity or something.
No, they're in the back room of Spencer's Gifts. There's
like a titillating board game. Yes, no, not like a Truth or Dare or something.
Pictionary.
I mean, yeah, like, I feel like Spencer. That can get dirty.
Trouble. It's Pop-O-Matic.
Oh, we're getting further. Trouble into God's game.
I don't know. Strip Sorry was pretty.
Wait, what did you just say?
What?
Strip Sorry.
Sorry. Strip Safari.
I'm sorry, but we've done Drinking Trouble. That's always
fun. Getting into trouble.
Fun getting into trouble.
I made Drinking Jenga. Every piece has something on it you have to do. Like Kings, but with Jenga.
That sounds fun.
Has anyone ever played Giant Jenga? Fun.
Jordan, yeah, that's scary. What if
it's too hard to stack?
Jordan, what if it falls on you?
Jordan,
it
has.
Does.
Jordan, honey, what if it falls on you?
Well, what if it falls on you? What are you gonna do?
You're gonna laugh.
Your poor mother, a heart attack. This giant Jenga.
I played Giant Jenga at a brewery, and for some reason there were unattended children running all around this brewery.
That made me laugh the whole vlog. I'm like, who is this girl? And who is controlling her?
I went with, I don't know if you guys know this guy on Twitter, Morgan from at Morgan's Wild Ride.
Hey, you had a class with him in college.
I do.
Yeah.
Hey, Morgan.
Yeah, shout out to Morgan. He does.
He's never going to listen.
On purpose?
Yeah.
What?
We'll find out. He'll tell us now.
Yeah, Morgan, send us a tweet when you get to this part of the podcast. I met Morgan. We went to a brewery, and they had it was board game night. And for some reason, it's family friendly night on the board games, and you can just bring kids to a brewery.
And I didn't get invited.
You say that like it's bad, but Josh,
I didn't ask.
I bring my kids to breweries all the time.
When I was a kid, they picked the brewery.
But they don't run around like idiots, though.
No, like, but they
did that anyway.
Like there's nobody outside. So Morgan and I set up the Jenga game, and we were like halfway through the game, and these kids just came out of nowhere and started playing our game of Jenga. Like, and I wanted to say something.
Good thing you had like big blocks of wood there.
Did you just accidentally knock the thing down on them?
No, I think we just kind of gave up and walked away because they were just going for it. Like, it would be my turn, and then the kid would just jump in front of me and just be like, no, this one, blah, and then play the game. Like, oh.
We have a board game bar here where it's just like they have a shit ton of board games, and they also have a bunch of old game systems you can play.
Denver just got an axe-throwing bar. That sounds really safe.
It does sound safe.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Go back to the board game bar.
That's $1 million idea.
And that's just their liability.
You can have what's the Scottish thing with the logs?
Log throwing.
Caber toss.
Oh, that. I went straight to Mountain Man Convention. Plug throwing
but
is
they
awesome.
Have all those like involved board games. Has anyone done one of those, like that Settlers of Catan or whatever?
Chris Catan? No, but I saw that on a list. Because in case we weren't able to get started, I did find a list of ranked board games and I saw that on there.
But
we got started. So.
It's super popular, but there's a bunch of like story games like that where it's like a story.
It's a story.
Josh, what are you doing? You filing?
What was
he's
that?
Taking care of soft. PTSD.
I'm cutting my toe off.
No, that's not his toe. I think Jordan was right. Dry. You might want to try some lotion.
Oh.
Shit. But no, I've never played one of those games.
They shouldn't sound like that.
No, the Florida humidity should help you out on that one.
Yeah, right?
Anyone just use spit?
No, nobody answer that question.
Well, I live in the Mojave Desert, guys.
I haven't played Settlers of Catan, but I've played. Like, I feel like I've played a lot of Sets-esque games that are like Settlers of Catan-ish.
What is the point of that game? Like, what do you do?
I feel like you just farm. For you. Like, I think.
What?
Yeah, I think you just like you acquire farmland and you just farm. What do you? What just happened?
Nothing. Did anyone else hear the fireworks?
No.
Nope.
Okay, then. Or they were bombs. Sorry, Josh.
That happened. Just, right. You know.
Anyway, sorry. Go back to farming.
PTSD boner.
There's a ghost behind Josh.
No, that's a teenager.
That's a teenage ghost. Like Casper.
Yeah, I know. Those things aren't mutually exclusive.
It's very friendly.
Anyway, so back to this farming game, because it sounds horrible.
Yeah. Like but apparently it's super fun.
How fun is farming?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what's fun. Shoots and ladders. No, hold on. In all seriousness, though, when was the last time any of you played Shoots and Ladders?
Literally, like a month ago.
Okay, that game is really confusing. Because it's hear me out.
Okay, go ahead.
It's set up like a grid, and you're supposed to go like back and forth, up and down in the numerical order, but the numbers on the squares are really small. So you kind of forget which way you're going sometimes, and you end up going backwards and up to the wrong row, and you're like, oh shit, how did I get here? And then, yeah.
Yeah, and then you're fighting with children.
Yeah, apparently Shoots and Ladders is too much for me. And Jordan wants me to play Farming Settlers.
I'm trying to think of a game that is simpler than Shoots and Ladders.
Oh, like life.
No, fuck that game. It sucks.
Did anyone ever take the game of life and just use it as like a sweet board for your Hot Wheels cars?
I've never played that game.
No, Micro Machines, man. They fit in there nicely.
I never thought about that.
Okay, everyone's saying outrageous claims here. Like Shayna's saying she's never thought about that. And Jordan, you've never played Life?
Yeah, never played it.
I'm playing it right now.
And we're losing. But how have you never played that?
So regarding board games, growing up, my mom hated to buy any kind of board game that had a lot of extra pieces. Because she always said, you're just going to lose them.
You're going to lose them, and you're going to step on them, and vacuum them up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your little brother's going to swallow.
So for that reason, I never had Life, because it had like a lot of things to place on top of the board.
Yeah, there were hills and stuff.
Yeah,
it definitely did.
Yeah.
And there's little bitty people.
I never had Mousetrap, which is the game I always wanted growing up.
I love that game.
Never had Mousetrap. And but for some reason I was allowed to have Sorry and Trouble and Connect Four and Battleship.
You couldn't even like lose the die.
Connect Four's got a lot of extra pieces.
Connect Four and Battleship are nothing but pieces. That's all they are.
This was my argument when I was eight, and of course, like, my mom was like, "No, you're just gonna lose them." I'm like, well, shit.
Well, and that's like my thing here. Like, I will let you have any board game, any crazy craft you want to, but you have to help clean it up. That's the rules at my house. You can have a mess. It's fine.
So how often do you clean it up?
Yeah. No, like, she helps clean it up. Mm-hmm. I enforce it. She has to. And if her friends come over and get out 17 games at one time, I'm like, eh, you're grounded from games because you messed up. But we have fun stuff.
You like, done fucked up, A-A-Ron.
You done fucked up, A-A-Ron.
Who's, like, obsessive about keeping their games nice.
Well, no, I'm not obsessive. I had just all like my to pieces. I like to
no, keep I was.
Tidy. And if they don't keep things tidy, then they lose privileges. But so, if you're being cool, then I'm the fun messy house.
Jake.
Jordan, I need to know, did you lose the pieces?
For which game?
Anything.
No.
Oh, damn it. All right, well, good job. No.
I acquired good a job game that was already missing pieces, but I never lost anything.
Oh, yeah, pro tip, you can get board games really cheap at the thrift store.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're fine with missing a few of the pieces. Usually they're still playable.
Yeah, I rarely have missing pieces. Sometimes you don't have, like, the papers or, like, the pens anymore, but...
Mm.
Yeah, those are easily
my dad
fireable.
Throws away all of the ones for Monopoly because he thinks that they're useless.
Like the money?
Yeah, like he doesn't play
them away.
Yeah, he gets rid of them all.
Huh.
Has anyone ever
cheats at Monopoly?
Yeah, it's true. He's the banker and he starts paying you for good ideas, which is weird coming from him. And that's where I'll leave that. But no, speaking of Monopoly, has anyone ever legitimately finished a game of Monopoly?
Never.
Oh my god, my friend and yes, I would play for days. We'd leave it
really?
On the table and get up in the morning the next day and he would come over. Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So who won?
I don't know. We would end up getting into these horrible wars. We'd be like, well, you can sell me all of your properties and I'll give you enough money to stay alive for another turn. And then you never want to put it out of your its misery.
We always play. We set it up on the dining room table, and instead of watching TV or whatever while you eat, we play Monopoly. And it may take us like 3 or 4 days, but we always play it through.
Whoa! I've
My
never
house
finished.
Like
That's impressive.
Always has some type of board game on the dining room table. All the time.
Someone has to win.
24/7.
The person who wins Monopoly is the person that doesn't have to pick up all the pieces off the floor that were knocked there in an angry rage. Just like, across the board.
Yeah, no,
we always played. I still picked it
up. I'm glad Jake and
we
I played
Star
Monopoly
Wars
the same
Monopoly.
Way.
Well, we played together, Josh, so. And speaking of playing
Pokemon
with.
Monopoly.
Speaking of
what
playing
about,
with siblings. Oh, go ahead, Jordan.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was just going to do a quick aside, but speaking of playing with siblings, now he's leaving. When I was little, my siblings wouldn't play anything with me, and I had to play Sorry with my grandma.
Sorry.
Josh listens back to this.
That should be
dick.
The commercial for Sorry.
Me and my grandma playing Sorry. You can only get out on 2 and a 4.
That'd be a sweet commercial. Will you guys
my
play
grandma
and
I played a lot of
Jake,
card games.
No, dickbag.
Jake, you're the youngest?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, that makes sense then. Okay.
Oh, you weren't around here for Tim and Matt. Everyone else was.
Well, no, I'm just, I heard bits and pieces, but like I'm the oldest out of myself and my cousins and siblings, so yeah, I guess.
Like, you're the oldest.
Yeah, I'm the oldest.
So you were the one not playing Sorry with the little siblings.
No, I was playing Sorry, and I was potty training, and I was teaching them
I don't
to
know
do
that
things.
Game.
Yeah. Yeah. I was the one
wow.
doing all the stuff. But then
I
also
had no
saw,
one to play games with.
I also saw the youngest
and
one.
And neither did
like,
I.
Oh, nobody wants to play with me.
I had to play with the ghosts, the bugs in the basement.
Yeah.
my only friends.
This is why I played Micro Machines on the life board. Thanks, Josh. He's playing with me.
Hey, you know what? I try it every time. You'd start crying for some stupid fucking reason.
That's not true at all.
There's another ghost. Do you have like a ghost dog back there too? Jeez.
I never cried over a board game.
Once I hit you, you did.
Okay, yeah. That part's true.
Jesus Christ.
I wonder if they still have like girly board games. Like we had Dream Phone.
Pretty Pretty Princess?
Oh, what was the mall day?
Where you like got a date.
I bought my kids a Lego Creationary thing.
Yeah.
Mall Madness and Girl Talk with the Zit stickers.
And it was so funny and stupid. Yeah. And I was like, no, I just want to play Trouble. This is dumb. I want to gamble.
I'll play anything.
I remember those games, but I grew up with Josh and Matt and Tim, and so obviously we did not have these board games. Because if they entered our house,
you guys could have played Dream Phone.
Tim had all those under his bed.
He looks cool in whatever he wears. He's not wearing a hat.
Giggity.
It's true, Tim did have all those games. Not that there's anything wrong with it, though.
I still have my mom madness.
What about like non-traditional board games?
Like, what would be a non-traditional board game?
Well, nothing that was like Parker Brothers or Milton Bradley. So nothing like Trivial Pursuit or Sorry or Battleship.
I bought my kids a Lego Creationary a few years ago. They took all the Lego pieces out and put in the rest of their Lego kit.
Oh.
Now I've got box with just a Lego board.
What else you got? I had this game. It was called Bottle Tops, and it was basically reverse Jenga, where you had a bottle and there was like, they were basically pogs, and you had to stack the pogs and then slide them in from the side and just see how big ass you can get this bottle top before it all falls over.
I feel like I've seen that before.
I had a game called Bandu. It was a shit ton of differently shaped pieces, and you had beans, and you had to like build a tower out of all these crazy shaped pieces and something with beans. I don't remember how you played.
That sounds like one of those games that you just play with.
I remember it had like an egg and an egg cup. Yeah, I pretty much did just play with it.
I'm gonna play this game.
In this cup.
Guys,
beans were part of it. Yes, Josh, what?
I had a game called Jumanji. That's how I ended up here.
This will not be an easy mission.
I just watched that yesterday.
Slow the expedition.
Was that yesterday? Anyway, that's not a fun game.
Jordan, you saying Trivial Pursuit reminded me. We had Trivial Pursuit, like a really old one growing up. My whole life I thought it was the Genius Edition. And then once I was an adult, I finally looked at the box and it's the Genius Edition, not Genius.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's just like a name for what it is. But I thought it was the Genius
Edition. I honestly thought you were going to say it was the Junior Edition.
No, I remember playing with my friends in high school, though. And I was like, what country produces the most beer per capita? My friend was like, Germany. And the game was so old that I was like, can you be more specific?
West Germany?
Yes! Wow.
You gave him the point, right?
Nope. Yeah, I mean, you got it.
Okay.
We were playing the Genius Edition after all. We're all very smart.
Speaking of Trivial Pursuit, one time I was at Matt's house. Matt used to be on the show, oldest brother, and he had Star Wars Trivial Pursuit. I can't even say the damn name of the game. Anyway, Matt's like, you know, hey, Jordan, welcome to the call.
To Jordan.
Oh, my God, that was weird.
Have you met Jordan?
What is going on right now?
Should I kick the other one out?
Yeah, do it. He sucks.
He's gone.
God, that was the weirdest
I hope thing. That wasn't the real Jordan.
How will we know? I shot the wrong one.
We have to do a series of elaborate tests.
Well, don't mind my nefarious mustache.
That's not where mustache.
God, that was really weird. Like, I was listening to Annie talk about her game, and then everybody just stopped, and only my window was going on. And I don't know if you guys heard me, but I was sitting going like, "What?" Like, it was really weird. Is that when it happened? My AC unit turned off as well, so it's almost like everything just turned off and stopped.
It's like a dream.
I was like, "Oh,
the fucking Langoliers, man."
Is this an episode of The Twilight Zone? Like, what's going to happen next?
Jordan's having a stroke.
Black Mirror.
And then my internet network just disappeared. Like, when I went to go, it kicked me off of my internet. So I went to reconnect to my home network is called It Burns When IP. So when I went to go reconnect to it, it wasn't anywhere in the list. And then I had to connect to connect to what my actual router password is. So I was like, oh, and then, yeah, I had no idea what was going on. It was
like,
weird.
Wow. Things important to you just started disappearing real fast.
Yeah,
and then the room was black and all the furniture was gone.
My Funko Pops.
I'm trying to sell those.
They're gone.
They're almost all gone. I sold half of them.
See, it's starting.
Yeah, but wait, I got money for those.
It's gone too.
Okay. No! No! Well, at least I have this PTSD boner.
Yep, gone.
No! Okay. Where were we?
PTSD boners.
Oh, we're not going back that far.
Weird board games.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a couple that I own. Like, has anybody played Munchkin?
No.
Apparently there's like 900 different versions of this game, and it's just this little fun, like, level gaining. Like, the whole purpose of the game is to be the first person to level 10. And you can play with at minimum of 3, but as much as like 6 or 7 players. And you're trying to, like, you have cards that will either help you gain levels or knock down other players a couple levels. So it becomes this whole, like, race to the finish line type game.
I want to win.
Okay.
Is that the point of every game, though?
Yeah.
I mean, wanting to win?
Yeah.
Except for life. Nobody wins at life.
I don't know.
The board game.
Somebody wins. You get to retire to the...
But there's a whole bunch of different... Like, there's a regular version of Munchkin with... I guess they hire this specific artist to do the artwork for all the sets, but you know, there's a just Munchkin, but then there's like an Adventure Time Munchkin and a Cthulhu Munchkin and a superhero Munchkin and a Batman Munchkin. So,
holy shit!
Yeah, there's and it's the same game. It's just they kind of tweak it to make it make sense with whatever.
So it's like a million different Monopoly games.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing where it's like, you know, Trivial Pursuit 90s edition, Trivial Pursuit Genius Edition. So,
I have like probably 30 Monopolies.
Oh, Jesus! I have a Muppets
various
Monopoly.
Kinds. I have Muppets.
Jesus Monopoly.
I have a lot of Monopolies.
I have two.
I've got like
5 or 6.
You pay for things and fish on that one.
In my
I've got a Coast Guard Monopoly. I've never opened.
A what?
Coast Guard Monopoly.
I've got a ton.
Just a stack of Monopoly? Like, if you open a closet, it's like, Monopoly! Just falls on you. Like, giant Jenga.
No, it's in my parents.
Could you play
the
giant
difficult
Jenga
thing is,
Monopoly?
There's official Monopolies, but anybody can just make an Opoly. Like, you could make Jordan Opoly.
Yeah.
Right
yeah,
now. But you couldn't make Monopoly,
real.
The Jordan edition.
Those don't count.
So, are you saying they have a Monopoly on Monopoly?
They have the rights
Whoa.
To it. That might be one of the most meta things we've talked about tonight.
It might be the most meta thing, except for, yeah. Yeah, definitely that.
I'm trying to think of other.
Oh, shit.
Cool. I have a. I mean, I have cards.
We did kill the wrong Jordan.
Why? Why?
You don't have your glasses.
Oh.
Real Jordan would need his glasses.
He can't see without his glasses.
Jinkies.
Can't be seen without my glasses.
Hold on. I can solve this right now. Jordan, who would you have on your fantasy football team?
Who?
Yeah.
Minotaurs?
Okay, that's the right Jordan. All right, carry on.
Now I kind of want to play a Minotaur fantasy football game. It should be Minotaurs versus Centaurs.
There you go. There's an app idea. $1 million app idea. Go.
Done.
You know, Centaurs are all half human.
Dead. Mm-hmm.
Horses are all half Centaur.
It's true.
So, like, when a baby Centaur is born, you know how, like, human babies can't hold their heads up for, like, 2 months? But baby horses can run in, like, 3 seconds old.
So it's just a baby with its head flopping around so running.
My head.
No. That grossed you out.
Maybe it's got a tongue like a woodpecker to protect its brain.
A what?
A tongue like a woodpecker.
A tongue?
Yeah, woodpecker tongues wrap around the back of their brain to hold it in place when they're pecking wood.
Oh, that's awesome. Is that true?
Yeah.
Whoa. So that's how baby centaurs survive. I've never seen one in the wild. For the baby centaur? All right, so Minotaurs versus Centaur. Anyway, speaking of non-traditional board games, if you ever go to Barnes & Noble, there's just like a whole shelf of shit you've never heard of.
There's a couple that I want to try. I've heard Seventh Wonder. Is it Seventh Wonder? No, maybe Forbidden Island. I think that's what it comes in at, like a 10.
Fantasy Island.
10 what?
Forbidden? Just like a 10. T-I-N, not T-E-N.
Oh.
Not the number. The element.
The letter.
What?
Yeah, X.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Thanks, Josh.
God, I've been having a foot cramp for like 5 minutes, for fuck's sake.
So that's what happens when Andy gets PTSD.
Oh. Now we got two sheen.
Oh.
Oh my god, it won't stop.
What happened to Shillelagh?
We got two sheeners now.
But the room is still there.
Yeah. Then who was phone? Oh, that's still one of my favorite internet stories.
What?
Google it later.
What's the internet?
No, she's gone. Except for Shayna's here.
Yeah, okay.
Shayna, say something so we know you're talking.
I'm here.
Yeah, you are.
I'm here.
Okay. Did you hear about Annie's foot cramp?
Breathlessly. No, I think I missed that.
No, but really, I go to Barnes & Noble and I look at that board.
Annie's foot is having her period this week. I've got a really cool game, and I only get to play it like a couple. I've only played it, my version, a couple times, but it's called Betrayal at the House on the Hill. Have you guys heard of this game? It's one.
No.
It's one of the ones, because you mentioned Barnes & Noble, and I saw that they...
Jordan, you're deep into board games, man.
Yeah.
I knew board games.
No, I'm kind of a nerd.
What?
guys, it's really hard for me to talk about. I've seen every Star Wars film.
Wait, more than once?
I own a Nintendo.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And
hashtag nerd.
So obscure too. Man, you are into things.
I am not a stranger to the Galaga machine at the local arcade.
But do you have the high score?
Have local arcades?
What's it? Yeah, it's ASS.
The hell's an arcade?
Are you playing with a selfie stick?
No, I'm playing with a tripod. No. So yes.
He's not wrong.
No, I have a game called Betrayal at the House on the Hill, and it's one of those games where it's got 50 different scenarios, so you're likely to not play the same game twice in a row. And you build the board game as you play. So,
like Mousetrap.
Yeah. Yeah, kind
of. Final catch, it's Mousetrap.
Well, like, you start out, it's, you know, all the players are just enter this one little, like, the first part of the board. And as you roll the die and you move forward, you add pieces to the board. And then once you pull this, a certain, floor tile with a certain emblem on it, it begins the quote-unquote haunt. And then depending on which tile it is, you have to like look it up in the booklet and see what scenario you're playing. So it could be a mass murder scenario. It could be a werewolf scenario. It could be an alien invasion scenario. And sometimes it can be one person. It turns into one person against the other four players. Sometimes it could be 2-on-2. Other times it could be all the three players versus one protagonist. What's that, Jake?
Legitimate question. So, like, when you're starting the game, you don't even know what you're playing at first.
Yeah, yeah. You build the game.
I'm sold.
You build the
yeah. This board sounds awesome. Play.
Yeah.
What the hell's it called?
It's called Betrayal at the House on the Hill. Hold on, I'll go grab my copy and I'll show you what it looks like.
Somebody said copy.
Jordan's walking around.
These are all of our board around. Games.
Holy Jordan shit!
Board games. Out.
Wait, hold on though. It's not impressive because half of
I saw the Game of Life. I saw the Game
what?
Of Life. Jordan.
Go back.
Oh, it's a Family Guy Game of Life. This isn't mine. This is my fiance's. We've never played this.
We've never played Life.
I've never played it.
I thought of the shit out of that game.
I'm losing
it's only
right
$30.
Now.
Yeah, it's worth it. There you go.
I said it was only $30. Of course it's worth it. Sounds awesome.
There we go.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, they just released their first expansion a couple of months ago, and I haven't purchased it yet.
Yeah, it's on Amazon.
I need to get it.
Amazon. Well, Jake, if you're going to order it on Amazon, you're going to want to go to MickeyMutineers.com first.
What would I do there?
Well, it's really easy. Literally all you have to do is click on the Amazon link. Then just do your shopping as usual.
But that costs extra, right?
No, it costs you nothing.
So wait... I get my product, and the Mickey Mutineers get a little kickback for nothing?
That's right.
Whoa! I'll do that. Now I know.
All right,
and knowing
Jordan.
Is about. Jordan, it's an audio podcast.
I wasn't showing everyone else.
He's just holding up his games.
It was a private.
Oh. So, also, if you want to see what Jordan's holding up, and believe me, you do.
Whoa!
Go to the YouTube channel.
It rhymes with PTSD.
Shmeebfd?
It's a D in PTSD.
And then I was putting the P in it. Anyway. Is Shayna still here?
She hasn't spoken in quite. Oh.
Oh, I can't see her.
What are you doing?
You can only see the very top of your head.
I thought it froze again.
I'm here.
Okay, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Is anyone else concerned?
Well, I usually when somebody says they're dead, they're not.
What?
True.
Crazy rules of nature. Are you wrong?
I'm not dead yet.
You soon will be.
I feel like dancing.
So, question. And this is one that can go around the room. because that's what it will be. Anyway, does anyone have a favorite board game? Just Monopoly. All time.
Monopoly.
What? All right, Shana got Monopoly. She's got the Monopoly on Monopoly. Put the mono on Monopoly.
My kids second play the time hell of
Monopoly. Monopoly too.
My kids play a lot of.
I won't try the first one. It's fine.
That stupid apple game.
Apples to apples. Hi ho Cheerio. Apples to apples is just—it's just Cards Against Humanity for kids. Cards for kids.
Yeah.
No, Cards Against Humanity is apples to apples for adults.
You're technically correct. Yes, because apples to apples was came out first. But if you play with the right people, apples to apples can get really.
It can get weird.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, disembodied voice.
We played it in college.
You're welcome.
So, but Josh, that's not your favorite game. What's your favorite board game?
Risk?
Damn it! When did you start liking Risk?
I love Risk.
Well, since when?
Since I took Australia.
That's mine! No! Never once in all your life have you ever brought up Risk.
Me and you were playing it on the fucking iPhones for like a day.
I don't remember that at all.
That app?
Yeah, I'm very aware of the app. I don't remember playing with you.
Yeah.
I remember playing chess with you.
I took Australia and kicked your ass.
You did not. I took South America and kicked your ass. I don't remember this at all. I've never talked about Risk with you. No, Risk is my favorite game.
This is exciting.
I like Star Wars Risk. That just confuses me because how could they get Australia?
But it's true. You take Australia, if you can't take Australia, you take South America. Don't take Asia. No one can hold Asia.
Well, until you take over everything else.
Then... Yeah, you can move in from Asia and then sweep.
Yeah.
Anyway, so apparently me and Josh share the same favorite board game, and no one ever told me about that. That's...
Conquer the world, and then I'm going to sweep.
Oh. Vanessa just took away my fiddling toy.
Thank you, Vanessa. But really, growing up, we never owned Risk.
No, we didn't. I had to go to other people's house to play Risk.
What about Stratego?
I don't even know what
Risk.
Is that what that is? I never played Stratego. I don't know what Stratego... Like, I've seen it in stores, but I don't know what it is. Is that your favorite game?
I don't know. No. We played it, though. We also played a game called Stocks and Bonds. Oh, we had an art auction game. Where there were pieces of art, and you would bid on them and then see what their value was. And you'd have to try to bluff.
Like real? Ooh. I like bluffing games a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at them.
It was real art pieces. We had just had the weirdest, like, we had all my parents' weird games. There's a game called Rail Baron, where you were trying to take over all the...
I've heard about that before.
That's not...
My dad, that's different from...
It's a very popular train game. What is it? Jordan, you know it.
Ticket to Ride?
That's the one.
Rails, Ride the Train.
So,
well, Rail Baron...
It's about cocaine, right?
I borrowed it from my dad... And he demanded it back because he saw it on eBay for like $3,000 and decided it was really valuable. And I was like, did it sell for $3,000? Or someone listed it for, yeah. But anyway.
But what's your favorite?
I don't know. Ask someone else.
Jordan, what's your favorite?
I don't know. I think I have a favorite.
Well, go back into your childhood.
I don't have a favorite in childhood either.
Yeah.
This sounds stupid, but I also really like chess. I'm not good at it, but chess is fun.
Chinese checkers is kind of fun.
Chinese checkers is just checkers with five or six.
Yeah, if your dad got $3,000 for Rail Baron, that's a fucking surprise, because it's going for like...
He saw it.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking now, and like the most someone's asking for is $275. Well, that's the asking price, though.
Still an awful
though.
Lot.
But
I love the...
It's brand new and shrink wrap, though.
Look at the guy on the cover of it. He looks like some like drunk dude, like your drunk friend, where you're like, here, put on this outfit for my board game cover. Like, it's such a weird dude.
This guy?
I can't see.
Whoa.
Yeah, him.
It's like the Hatbox Ghost before he died.
A liver failure.
Doesn't it just look like some dude, like everybody was drinking? Whoa.
Rail Baron. The game of railroad something.
Debauchery.
Empires.
It's a fun game. Oh, like, darn. It's pretty similar to, I don't know, Monopoly.
I do have a,
like, you have to buy stuff, but you can cut people off. Like I just did.
We're taken.
Wait, did you say cut people off or up?
Whoa.
Slow down, straight there, to, Jeffrey.
Straight to dismemberment.
It's that's Murder Baron.
Love that game.
Yeah, you start off putting cigarettes out on people.
Have you guys played any of the Legendary games? Like, the brand is called Legendary. Like, they're not they're not mythical games. Like, that ascended to a legend.
You have to discover them.
Like Monopoly?
They weren't games that slayed dragons and then fell to, like, stories.
Reindeer game.
Uh-oh, where'd Shayna go?
Shayna,
where'd she fall asleep?
I don't know. She was slowly sinking into her chair.
Okay, will someone call her tomorrow? Just make sure she's okay.
Yes.
Not tonight. We'll worry about this tomorrow.
Well, I hope she comes back. Like, I hope.
Well, her favorite game is Monopoly.
Yeah. Well, the one that I have is called Marvel Legendary, and it's a board game, but it's also a card game. So it comes with all the. It's not like one of those trading card games where you just have to invest in a ton of different packs of cards. Like, build a playable deck. Like, it comes with everything you need, and as you play the game, you get better cards. And it's one, again, kind of like Betrayal at the House on the Hill. It's got a whole bunch of different scenarios, so you have like 10 or 12 villains to choose from, and it's all random, so you probably won't play, you know, fight against the same villain twice. And then there's like 25, 30 different heroes. So you'll have a different combination of heroes. Like, one game you could have Thor, Iron Man, Wolverine, Deadpool, and Jubilee. And then, like, the next game you'll probably have, like, Iceman and Colossus and, I don't know, Howard the Duck or some shit like that. So it's completely random, like, which ones get picked each game.
And it's called just Legendary?
This one is called Marvel Legendary, and I think there are different versions. Like, I think they actually have an Alien Legendary.
Like the movie series Alien?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I haven't looked at it, or I haven't seen, but the Marvel one in particular, I think there was also a DC version, and the DC version wasn't as good. But,
sounds about on par for DC.
Well, film-wise, at least.
See, you need one of these board game bars by you. Then you can go play shit without having to buy it.
I'm pretty sure my comic book store does board games. I should look into that.
Yeah.
When I get time.
I forgot what I was going to say. But there's a whole bunch of expansions, too. So, like, there's one that's just villains where they add, like, the villains are the heroes in this expansion. I think there's a Guardians of the Galaxy expansion. Yeah.
That was an excited ooh.
So that's one of the ones I got hooked on the last couple of years.
Phonics.
Phonics. Hooking up a honey.
Really worked for me.
Okay, cut.
Oh, at the Magic Kingdom, there's a card game you can walk around the park playing. You got to collect cards and shit. And
yeah, I have a whole bunch of extra ones.
Sorcerer.
It's been there for like 10 years.
Oh.
Hey, if anyone's wondering, I went to Ranker.com and I got the top 10 board games.
Yeah, let's talk about those.
Ranker.
Should I go from 10 down?
Yes.
Yes.
Number 10 is Pandemic. I've never heard of it.
I've heard of it. I haven't played it.
Number 9 is Apples to Apples.
We talked about that one.
Number 8 is Dominion. I haven't heard of it.
I feel like Shayna should be here for this. Where did she go?
I don't know. Usually when she disappears, she texts someone.
Someone message her then.
I'm reading a list. Number 7 is Stratego.
Okay. Heard of that one.
All right.
Number 6, Trivial Pursuit. I guess just regular.
Yeah.
Number 5, Battleship.
Yeah.
Number 4, Cluedo. What the hell is Cluedo? What? Cluedo.
Cluedo.
Oh, wait. Here's Shayna. She texted me. She said,
she's I'm tired. Read
it. Yes. And her dog is something, something.
Yep. Why don't you just read it, weirdo?
Well, her. Wait. This is a literal statement. Because I got it too.
Wait.
It's in the.
It's not derogatory. Yeah.
She says her dog was being a bitch, but her dog is a bitch, right?
So accurate.
I believe so.
All right.
Anyway, so Cluedo, that's Cluedo.
Yeah, I think that's like, I want to say it's a card game.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
It's Clue Jenga style.
Like phase 10 or something.
What was the one before that started with a D?
Battleship?
Dominion,
no. Okay. I've heard of that one. I've heard of that one, but I haven't heard
his letters. It's okay.
Number 3 is Risk.
Play that one.
Yes.
Risk.
They have Risk and Stratego both on this list. How is this, what's it, how does Ranker work? I don't even
know. Ranker
people
is...
Vote.
People
vote, right?
Yeah, user voted.
Okay. So I can't blame some author for putting two...
No, this is the community has voted on this.
All right, then I shall not.
So, I mean, is Stratego fun? I mean, I like Risk, and if they're similar.
I have not played it since I was a child. Yeah. I just remember knowing that it was similar to Risk, but didn't take as long. I'm trying to think if there was something that's like similar to Monopoly, but didn't take as long. I'm
trying to think when was the last time I played Risk. It wasn't with you, Josh. Good hell. Can anyone else see their fireworks?
Saw that ghost behind you, though.
That ghost behind me. I am alone. Number 2, Settlers of Catan.
Are you?
I'd probably call it a ghoul, really.
Settlers of Catan?
Yeah, it's the number 2 board game.
Yeah, I still haven't played that one. That one's like one of the most popular like adult tabletop titles, too.
Huh.
Yeah,
tabletop titles, too.
We should all get together and play it.
For you. Yeah, we should.
Let's all meet in Kansas.
No, you have to come this way. You're the odd man out.
Yeah, right, that's very true.
Fine. The guys got outvoted by everyone. Number 1 board game of all time, according to Ranker. Anyone want to take a guess? We've all heard of it.
Monopoly.
Monopoly.
Nope.
Clue.
Wait, Josh, what'd you say?
Shoots and
Ladders. What'd you say?
Clue.
No, Clue wasn't even on here.
That's weird.
Maybe farther down. It's a long list. It goes way down. I just saw it. Ticket to Ride.
Is it, you said it's something we've heard of, right?
Yeah, we've actually talked about it on this here program.
Trouble?
It's not Monopoly.
Monopoly.
Connect Four?
No.
Mousetrap?
That'd be sad if it was Connect Four. No.
That would be sad.
Can I just tell you?
Yeah.
It'd be a lot easier.
It's chess.
Chess? Is it chess?
Oh. Jordan, you got it.
Yes.
You know, sometimes the audio is so delayed.
I'm so smart. S-M-R-T.
If I listen back to this and you say chess before me somehow, everyone's going to think I'm the liar.
I bought a game a couple months ago called Secret Hitler.
Sure you did.
I feel like I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's one of those bluffing games where...
It sounds so fun.
Three at the minimum. But I think it can be played up to like 8 or 9 people.
Guys, Mousetrap is 41.
Wow. No, but it's one of those, like, you know, everybody is issued a role, like everybody's dealt a card, and then that's your role in the game that you have to play, and then nobody knows who, what everybody else's role is, so you kind of have to ask questions and start to weed out who might be a fascist.
Micro.
Or who might be the secret Hitler. But in the process, you have to pass either liberal legislation or fascist legislation. And it's the most generic thing. Like, there's, it's just a card that says liberal or a card that says fascist.
And that's it?
Yeah. And depending on the votes, you will have to either pass the liberal or the fascist legislation, which that can kind of, if, depending on what person you are, that can kind of come back around and bite you, where people will either figure out that you're a fascist, or people will, if you're a liberal, people will think you're a fascist, because sometimes you don't have a choice. And you might be a liberal, but you have to pass fascist legislation. Like, it's, yeah, it's, I mean, I can't, I don't want to go into
detail.
So
it's American government 101.
Yeah,
as
well,
fun as it sounds.
Yes, it is. What's really funny is apparently, because it's made by the same guys who do Cards Against Humanity. And once the game was completely funded, they sent copies to everybody in Congress just for free.
Jeez. Good. I don't know if I trust this list anymore.
Why? What else did you read?
Checkers was 61.
Checkers. But that's like easy chess.
Fast food place?
Is that a fast food place?
Yeah, yes. They're probably called rallies out there.
Called what?
Rallies. No, they're... There's something else out there. I feel like we've...
They're non-existent.
Figured this out before.
No, you're thinking Carl's Jr. and Hardee's.
No, Raley's... Well,
Raley's is a grocery store in California.
Is it? Yeah. No, you're thinking of Vons.
That's the same fucking store.
Thinking of right. Walmart.
It's Safeway.
So, hey, that was board games.
Yeah. So.
Board games.
Are we
gonna fun getting this? Into trouble.
Oh, I did have one last question.
Do you have to wake up in 3 hours to go to the gym?
It's 11:46. Good night, pal.
I guess we're going to bed.
Pal Mickey. Who does the. Did you get a wake up call while you were there? Sorry to take it to Disney.
No.
Do they still do the Stitch wake up call?
No, I just got the phone rang. It was just heavy breathing on the other side.
There needs to be an Eric Von Bird wake up call where he just screams in your ear. And then the song plays until you hang up.
That would be awesome.
That's $1 million idea. And on that, I'm stopping the show.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.